Oh. Nah, wait till they walking in, motherfucker. We're just going to get warmed up. We already going? Yeah. Tuned in. Let Bill get coffee and kush. You know.
Check.
It's a beautiful Monday somewhere. Right now, got a couple of my good friends checking in this week. Got my boy OG Pie. He in the cut right now. He checking his stocks. He missing the, huh? Okay. Oh, okay. And then, but we can still keep it though, right? Yeah, as long as I can keep it. Because I'm just talking. I'm this shit I use to fill in later on and stuff. Probably missing a good game of golf right now somewhere. I did not know. Bring the mic around. That one working? One of them working? Yeah. Let Pie talk, man. Because I had no idea that this man never played on East Lake Park golf course. You never played at East Lake yet? We got to make that happen, Pie. You ain't never played at East Lake? I ain't know that. You ain't never played at East Lake?
Nah, yeah. Man,
get up to the mic and let me know what's going on.
Hey, man, I'm working on that shit, though. Right. They let me over there, you gonna know it.
Yeah, get the mic.
I'ma have the goddamn
what,
the, five,
any, which,
like,
which headphones working? That one work? Them headphones working? I want him to be able to hear stuff.
Where the restroom, man?
Where you going? We also have, we also at the home studio. We at Plug Life Radio. Over here with Nephew Texas Boy, checking in. 2020 elections is about to get ready to wind on down. It's like the last week. I went today. You need to vote. Didn't really expect Joe to be leading in Georgia anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's down like maybe 2 or 3 points. Not really trying to win this red state. Just trying to get as many of those votes in as we can. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about how the Electoral College and all that shit, how that shit pans out. And how, you know, you just be feeling like that shit's a game. That's exactly how I be feeling, to be honest with you. Like that shit is a game. But we need one more patch cord. Shouts out to Rogue Dynamo in the building. Parlay in the building. Got the franchise documentary they shooting right now. You hear people pulling up at the park, in the parking lot outside and everything. We out on in the dock. Got the dock door up. So you might hear horns blowing and shit, you know, right on the street. That's how this shit goes. Live from Fulton Industrial. Shouts out to Dirty Glove Bastard. They down the street, man. Shouts out to them boys. Shouts out to Filthy Rich. Somebody knocking at the door? Oh. Yeah, man. Ain't none of my spot. Hey, somebody knocking at the door. Let him. Yeah, she was just sitting in here with us. But yeah. They got a franchise documentary they shooting right now. Shouts out the screen. Shouts out to Parlay. Rest in peace, buddy. They got there. And then, you know, I said something about this on IG, on social media a few weeks ago. We was talking about how they need to add my boys to the remix of that franchise song by Travis Scott. Shit's hard. Need to do that so-so remix or the franchise, the real franchise boy remix. You know what I'm saying? You bring that in. Pie, man, you scared to get on this mic, man? You scared to get on this mic? Come on and talk to the people for a minute. Because we just going through the motions real quick. We got a recording.
Oh, it's
working.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you quite well. Who you voting for, Pie? I'm going to go and get right to it. Who you voting for? Speaking to the mic, who you voting for, man?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
For real?
I'm trying to increase my wealth. I don't really see color. I just see green.
Oh my gosh.
All lives matter, I guess.
All lives matter, I guess.
I guess, well, fuck you, baby.
I don't really feel like Joe is gonna do us right though.
Say what?
I don't feel like Joe gonna do right by us though.
I know he ain't.
I don't feel like he's a dirty motherfucker. He's a dirty bitch.
He gonna send us to jail.
Yeah, he gonna send niggas to jail. I can't fuck with it. So I'm gonna tell you that now. I ain't doing shit, Joe.
Nah, fuck.
Stay the fuck away from me and mine.
And it's a little flunky. What her name is? Miss Harris.
Kamala.
Not sending me.
She like to lock niggas up too. Notorious for locking niggas up. So we got the other court, huh? Shout out to Show in the building. We're going.
They say she's trying to get the black men vote.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She too old to toot that ass up, though, man. That motherfucker old. That's some old ass pussy. That's some old pussy. That's old.
Check, check.
Show in the building.
Yes, sir. Get wet.
Yeah, I'm quite sure it still get wet. Her husband's still smiling though.
Ain't nothing
true about that.
You gonna have to work.
Man, let me talk to Show, man. Show, talk to him because this nigga probably gonna get us in fucking trouble.
What's up, big dog?
Show, listen. We wanted to squeeze this in real quick.
You said you
got the project coming up. What project are we working on right now?
335 Music. That motherfucker dropping November 1st.
November 1st, right before the election over with, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you gonna call some shit right before it's over with?
I can't wait. We're going
up. Got everybody walking in now. Screen walking in.
Going up.
Yeah, it's going up. He giving out the pillows and shit.
335 Music everywhere, November 1st.
At how many tracks?
12 songs.
So
executive produced by me, produced by Swift. And I'm a little bro, Swift, be producing and mm-hmm. engineering for Zay and shit. So, you know, doing a lot of work, bro.
All right, that's a bet. On all platforms. Tell them how they can get in contact with you because we're going to come back to this. We're going to talk more in depth. You know
hey,
what
man.
Saying?
Show Instagram, show underscore BIHHH. And that's what it is.
Yeah, why not?
My dog.
He needs it. I'm trying. Probably got it all. And they are saying, how many you have? I want one, yeah. That's going right on my couch. Now you leave parlay on that motherfucker. You can give me one that say parlay on that motherfucker. I'm gonna rap my nigga in my crib, man. Fuck that. So look, man, we officially cranking this shit up. Like we got screaming high. I know Scream vote for Trump. Scream, you vote for Trump, you said? No? You vote for Trump? Hey, man, give me a mic. I'm not fucking with you. You can let him get the headphone right here. You can come over there, Screen. We'll show it. Yeah. Pat, you stay right there, man. Don't be running from that mic, man. That man does not like that motherfucking mic. Why do they want to give me this? Oh. You can't do the headphones? You don't fuck with the headphones? You don't need to hear yourself? All right, that's what's up. Shit. Yeah, Pi need to be able to hear himself for real.
I need to hear, so I can't hear any goddamn way.
Can you hear yourself? Bring the mic towards you.
I can hear everything.
We can't hear you that good. Bring that mic towards you.
Oh, I got to slide over.
So you gone. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
You know I be talking lower shit.
I know. That's why you got to bring that mic near you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That nigga be up.
Billy D. Williams there.
Yeah. Man. Okay. All right, cool.
But you know I be talking low, Screen.
I'm good, bro. You sitting? No, come on now. I'm good. I'm good. I promise I'm good. I don't need no headphones. I don't need nothing.
All right. Long as you get. Are you going to be able to hear me, though? Because I don't talk loud.
I can
loud.
Hear you.
All right. That's cool.
I already know how you think. So.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Yeah. He don't even need to really hear me talk. Yeah.
I already know all how you think.
He don't even know. He don't need to hear me talk. That's all good.
Let me fire it up
then. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, he might pick up everything
because
late come
through
that motherfucker.
All these damn phones and shit. All right, now. I'm on silent. They back there talking. The ladies back there talking. We gonna get all that. Fuck this shit. It's a festive environment.
Yeah,
we got Scream in the building. Mr. Big Facts himself.
Can you tell me the name of what
Coffee
we
and Kush. Welcome to Coffee and Kush, brother.
Yeah. Me, I'm a fucking liar.
Party. Look, He in on this brand. He part on this shit. Come on. Listen. Who you said you weren't voting for Trump? Because Pi was unapologetic about it. Pi said he's voting for Trump.
You vote for Trump, bro.
Yes, I'm trying to.
He really feel like Joe gonna fuck us. He feel like Joe.
Yeah, but that comes with a lot of other expenses, man. It comes with a lot of human life expenses, my brother.
These niggas are dying like a motherfucker.
But you know my motto is, hey man, these get killed every day, B.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They do. Oh, but I'm talking about it's more frequent. Well, this guy's been in office.
You know, I was on the Clubhouse. Shout out to the Clubhouse app, man, like for hours yesterday just debating about it. And shout out to Steve-O. His own folks, Steve-O. And he was just saying in there with a lot of passion that, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm a humanitarian. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, we're getting killed by cops and there's a lot of crazy shit going on. So, voter, you know, he voted, he participated. But, man, there's a lot of problems, you know what I'm saying? And I do want to make it clear to everybody that if you go vote, and regardless of who you vote in or who wins or whatever the case is, it ain't like on November 4th after the election, everything is going to change. So me having family, you know what I'm saying, from Selma, Alabama, that marched and got chased by dogs and hosed down with water and all this other crazy shit just so we could vote, if it wasn't that serious to vote, we wouldn't have had to go through all that. Mm-hmm. We ain't got to go through all that to go buy a car. We can just go buy a car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got to go through all this shit to buy a house. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just know the value of your vote, for one. And I done sat down with some people that gave me a real good top-to-bottom explanation of why they are voting for Trump. I mean, I agree with it.
Right.
Shit, at least you know what you're doing. Now, I have not talked to anybody that has given me a good explanation to why motherfuckers is voting for Kanye. That makes me look
that
at
don't
you
make no fucking
different.
Sense to me. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Now I'm gonna vote for Kanye.
They're not talking about it. It's done.
People are
already voting. But like, people are writing it in.
Wasting fucking votes on this guy. Yeah.
It's happening.
He was there as a diversion from the beginning, though. I wasn't tripping about that shit. I already knew he was just there as a diversion to steal black votes, to steal votes that will go to Joe normally.
I can't agree to disagree with you on voting for bro. Now, if you want to listen to his music, that's fine.
There's no good reason for voting for him, I don't think. But that's the whole reason why they let him run, though.
He's
in it with Trump. Y'all know he's in it.
So if you wear the hat, you with the game.
Right, right. So it just don't make no sense to me that. Yeah, I'm quite sure they took care of me. Yeah, they took care of me.
If you're a black man, at the end of the day, if you're black and you get in the election where you know black people really going against somebody else and you're going to split the votes, at the end of the day, it's the only way to look at it. There's no other way to look at it. Mm-hmm. You see, you're going to win or you ain't going to win. And you're not going to beat Biden. So you ain't doing nothing with you taking the black votes away. You knew that coming into it.
Yeah.
So that only lets me know that it's been planned. See, anything that's that big has always been planned. Nothing just happens. Nobody just says stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's planned.
Yeah.
Well, we got our hands full. The reason I'm gonna be honest with you, and without joke aside, the reason I said, truth be told, we fucked either way. This is how I feel. With Biden, it's like I feel that Biden and Camilla,
come on,
they're gonna feed into the agenda that's already out with the police because they for mass incarceration. Mm. So we are having problems with the police killing black. So they not going to tell the police stand down. They going to push the gas.
Yeah, they going to tell them so pipe up.
They going to let them, hey, now y'all can go back to
we need order. Yeah, we need order.
Go back and do this. So that's the reason why I was like, I can't do that. Now with Trump, you know, people say, but Trump ain't doing that. Truth be told, Trayvon got killed on Obama watch. Obama didn't do shit. Ain't no president did shit. You want to know the truth?
What's that? Go ahead.
My biggest question to everybody with it all is so simple if you ask me. What side of America do you live on? Because I'm one of the people that I don't believe in the political system at all. My freedom was taken away at 17. I went to state prison. 19, I went to federal prison. 26, went to federal prison. Got released and started doing violations. My whole fucking youth was taken. So I ain't voting for nobody. If I had the rights to or if I don't. I don't even know if I had the rights to, and I choose at this point not to have no rights. So I don't think anything in their America bothers anything in my urban neighborhood because we ain't seen nothing change. We ain't seen it get better. We ain't seen it get worse. I ain't seen the same people last 30 years balling, I done seen the same. It's the mind state. If you want some money, you will get it. Yeah. You have to manifest
regardless of who's
the
person.
If you don't want no money, you're going to stay hanging with your, any billionaire. Yeah. Tell you this. You are the five people you hang around. Whatever them five people in your phone are that you talk to the most, that's your reflection.
My, I see it from this standpoint. Now, I'm kind of with you and not. Now, my whole thing is the voting for president shit. Like, I'm over that bullshit. Now, my whole thing is senators, judges,
governors,
people who actually have some kind of effect on your fucking life, the city council, the old ass motherfuckers that make a decision on a club and ain't stepped into them fucking club in 50 years. You see what I'm saying? That type of shit, I feel like younger people need to run. You know what I'm saying? First of all, somebody who can barely remember what the fuck they supposed to be fucking talking about, like Joe Biden, should not be running for any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want your old ass making any decisions about me, who I'm up walking around. This is all that you do. For the longest, old people are what ran elections because they're the only ones that will go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? But not only just vote for president, but vote for the key officers that really make the decision. You really want to get a motherfucker out of office, the motherfucker who you should be going for? David Perdue. You should be getting his ass the fuck out of there.
You know, I'm heavy.
He's never voted for
anything. Ossoff campaign. But let me tell you what I spoke to his campaign and others about, because everybody wants the influence and the social influence and so forth.
Right.
First off, if you can get close enough to those campaigns or those people, you have to let them know you got to hold them accountable. That means if we're going to go out and we're going to say vote for you, all right, you're going to get the same smoke that you got when George Floyd got killed if you don't do nothing, if you get in office. We're going to be in front of your shit and we're going to tell your
And participation goes further than voting, because they make those decisions while y'all at work. While y'all sleep, wherever the fuck you be at, you know what I'm saying? They're voting on shit when you have to stay plugged in. Mm-hmm. Now, then my other point is political action committees. You know what I'm saying? Pulling together money to control these motherfuckers, because that really what does it. Like all that damn marching and shit. Like, it's cool, but it causes more problems for us than it really solves. Now, if you go do... Now, you know, I never see no white folk really marching unless they marching for us. You know what I'm saying? Now, they want some shit done. They're going to get a group together, and they're going to bully they fucking ass around and be like, you not getting no goddamn vote from us. I'm telling you, we're going to vote your ass out of here. You ain't getting no money. When you do run, you won't have no money, because we're going to have everybody that got a damn dollar paying for that nigga that running against you. We're going to give him every fucking thing.
That's why local elections is the most important. Because if you want to, first of all, because this is what I'm doing right now. Because I just got into all this voting stuff. I ain't never believed in it either. You know what I'm saying? I always feel like they picked them. And I still kind of do feel like that when you get to the presidential. Because the president run the world. So whoever run the United States of America going to pick whoever they want to run it. This is how I feel. But local elections is different to me, because local elections dictate what goes on in your community. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Nobody's running against Victor Hill. This shit is fucking crazy to me. You understand what I'm saying? But that's an elected official. He doesn't get picked. He gets elected. You know what I'm saying? Year after year, nobody runs against him.
They say somebody running, but shit. A lot of people play counter, say they want Victor Hill.
That's what I'm saying. So
this them people though.
But the people that are speaking are most likely not people that are in our age range, not people that we would even consider talking to. Do you realize there's never been a black senator of motherfucking Georgia? Never. That not one person has ever motherfucking represented our motherfucker. It ain't been that many black senators in the history of the United States.
So we made the initiative for Atlanta for that to happen. So our mayor is going to be black, you know, shit like that. So that's the whole key with me, the initiative. Like the most important thing to me in all this shit is education. Not in the sense of you know, standard education, but it's kind of like, first we got to get some money to put in our schools, our whatever, Southwest DeKalbs or whatever the case is. Like, we need some money in these schools.
But it's key ways to make that happen.
You can make it happen, but the first thing, like, one of the biggest things we got to change is this property tax bullshit.
Yeah.
Because all the money is going to the nice neighborhoods. Yep. If it raises, but they get more money for the schools.
But you, that's what I'm saying. That's what messes it up is. Because this, it, you know, like, my family always taking, you know, because I come from like a conservative family, grew up in the hood, but like that ain't where my family started at. Most people know our family, the Muhammad family, so we conservative. We don't really believe in a lot of wild ass crazy bullshit. So we took the census very motherfucking serious. That's the only reason why I know I'm a Muhammad, through the census. There's no other way to track your damn lineage. You understand what I'm saying? Unless your family keep in some kind of book or some damn well. We ain't kept one. You know what I'm saying? You guys, anybody, and one of my cousins, that shit was a complete shock to us. So the census is important for lineage, number one, and also for decisions that, like, whether or not roads get fixed. Nigga, Boulder Crest has been raggedy for fucking ever.
That's the type of shit.
You know why? Because we don't fill out we don't fill out no census. You see what you got to do that? Because it's not. But we probably would have had another senator by now, another district, if you would have filled it out right, because they take away districts. That's what he wants to do. He ended, so y'all don't know, may or may not know, he ended the collection of the census early. It wasn't supposed to end until like December. He ended it in October so that he could take away districts from people. He want Ocasio district. He want a couple of them.
You know what? He doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he playing that paper. Well, he a paper gangster.
Like, if I was...
Yeah.
We supposed to use the power for...
I'm not mad at him. I'm learning.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
We taking this opportunity. So, we should
what
be
are
learning.
We doing what we supposed to do?
That we learning, so and we're going to be doing...
Focus on, for me, it's DeKalb County. It's very important to me. I don't live out there no more.
But it's
very
important
what happens in DeKalb County, because I know when I came up, some of the bullshit I could not... We couldn't get over it because the money ain't there, to be honest.
We didn't have
power
shit.
Ain't there.
Yeah.
It's not even no option. So wherever county you represent, you live, you come from, whatever the case is, start with that county. Bro, I'll go fuck around and work on this county. You can just worry about Fulton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's see what we can do little by little. Talk to some of these elected officials and just look them in their face and say, look, you want to get in office? We can make that shit easy. You got to think. Stacey Abrams lost by 500 votes.
But
all
but,
she had to do was call us.
But one thing I learned through Stacey and through Kwanzaa and stuff like that, if they're not accessible, then you shouldn't even be worrying about voting for a minute fucker. But you need to find out who's accessible, because that will give you the power. You able to talk to them. Yeah, you can reach out to them.
You have people like Waka Flocka. Y'all bring up Victor Hill. When you bring up Victor Hill, I think of one of my personal partners who I've been knowing from a child to now. I know Victor Hill know Waka. And I know he done watched him go from this type of child to this type of grown man in his county. So when you speak on Victor Hill and somebody need to speak to that man, or however, Walker is that guy in Clayton County. You don't go. Do you go Walker and then DeRez? That's who has the influence for the younger kids right there. Walker, DeRez, Southside. You understand what I'm saying? That's Victor Hill. You got Fulton County. You got niggas like me. You got niggas like Parlay. And then you got all the rest of them. But it's going to start right there. Why? Because Parlay has the knowledge and he can call Killer Mike. So that's the form of the West Side, which is Fulton County. Then you have DeKalb County. You have DJ Scream. You got to go to a 21. You got to go to a Trouble. You got to go to Bank. You see what I'm saying? And push on that way from East Atlanta on back to DeKalb. Find Money Man. Hey. And then that's the starting point, I think, for us to just, like you
on
said,
the education
educate
end of it,
our
yeah.
community. And then we can go on from there. You see what I'm saying?
Because we got to realize our own power. Yeah. Because
man, well then,
you gotta be motivated, or you gotta be that type of person to understand that. See, one thing you gotta understand, Nephi, what I understand now is, I ain't never gave a fuck about that shit until this year's past year. I got into the election, voting for a guy named Chris Wise to be the DA. Me understanding this, I had to call somebody who done it before I had called Trick. Hey, Trick, man, I got a few people, man, they trying to get me to do this and this. I ain't comfortable with none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And he really broke it down to me and helped me understand, like Screen said, our thing is we need to be educated. And he educated me, and I was like, oh, okay. And that's how I got into it. And when we got into it, it was a DA race against Paul Howe. Paul Howard without DA for 24 years. You know why? Because nobody ever ran against him. So this is the first. It was the first election that somebody ran against him. So my guy been running against Paul since January. Before what's the new DA now? Yeah, before she, Fannie. Before Fannie got in the race, Fannie. Before she got in the race, and they told my guy Chris, "Who are you? You too young. You ain't got no history in Atlanta, and nobody gonna vote for you. You know you're gonna get 5,000 votes." We got with the streets. Mm-hmm. In 5 days, I met him 5 days before the election, literally 5 days before the election. And with me and a few other guys, we got this man 35,000 votes in five days.
So that's seven times the amount of what
you
they
see what
want.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, when Diddy brought up the whole hold your vote thing, like, I wasn't. The timing is a little weird for that, right? The timing is a little
like,
weird.
Like, nigga, where you been? First of all, where you been? Like, no. When Obama was running, it was vote or die. That was very, very inspirational. Everything we needed that. We need that right now. Where the fuck have you been?
Well, he explained a lot of that in his sit down. Like, yeah. I respect it because he took accountability and explained it.
But I just want to know.
What he's trying to say is the vote is. If it was legal, which they kind of do it. Like, it's kind of going on this year with this stimulus shit and all this shit.
Right.
If it was legal, they would buy your vote. That's how prestigious
it is. Yeah, they would buy
is.
That shit.
Billionaires
yeah.
would go around and create a budget to buy your vote if they could.
Right.
If you buy your vote, right. a lot of people, yeah, sure, here.
Sure, fuck it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
But it's way more prestigious than that because it impacts, you know what I'm saying? It impacts how much money we get for our schools. It impacts how much money we spend on fixing the roads, fixing that stop sign, fixing that light fixture. It impacts so much stuff. Like, the laws, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to change the laws to where we can run amok and do whatever everybody wants to do in the streets.
Yeah.
But we can change it to where, like, hey, that sentencing is a little too harsh for that crime. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that brings up one key thing for me, why I couldn't even see myself voting for Trump, because the inability to go ahead and get it done when it comes to, you know, legalizing marijuana. You know what I'm saying? That shit needs to get done. Like, that's some shit that actually it really needs to get the fuck on out the way.
Ain't part of making America.
Yes, it is. But I'm telling you, bro.
I'm talking about in his head, he don't want to do that shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the reasons why he got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
I understand that. Now, it's pros and cons to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even me and you, we know that. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I was kind of fucking with what he was doing. I was like, damn, he did get people out of there. Yeah.
Republicans passed all the bills to help black people. Democrats ain't never did nothing to help no black people, but black people still vote Democrat all the time.
And that's what Diddy was saying. Salute to him. That, to be honest, you're not a Democrat or Republican.
Mm-mm.
You are. Black person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not. So you need to assess the situation, look at it for what it is, and say, this voting is worth something. Where should I go cast this? Now, at this particular, my personal thing with the Trump situation is, it's kind of almost, I'm going to be honest, the first 3 years, I didn't think about it that much. I didn't really give a fuck other than my taxes went up and I wasn't happy about this.
Right.
But this year is a little too much of, it's a little too much of that.
All that,
yeah,
too much of that shit.
It's
a
little too much for me. It's like, you can say fuck me, but you just gonna say it to me. Like, come on, bro.
Right.
But everybody saying fuck
me. I agree.
How you take it?
But he going a little. He going a little further.
Yeah.
Hey, Pi, listen. He going a little further. He's saying, what would you like to say to the white supremacists that would love to go kill? Stand back. That's a little
too much.
That affects us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little too much.
But then want to play the game, the little money game, this, that, and the third. That shit could be done with anybody who's in office. You know what I'm saying? As far as what got done, we just have to have the key people in place. You vote for that's why I have to stay on top of this. Vote for who you want to be in the presidential or whatever. But make sure we get some of these fucking GOP people the fuck out of the Senate. Those are the GOP people that don't want to help you. You see what I'm saying? They more because like people like Leffler, Kelly Leffler, has no fucking political experience whatsoever. But she's a fucking talking head for Trump. She's gonna go for whatever the fuck this idiot is talking about. That's the shit I can't stand for. Like, if you could be one person that can have your own mind. Like, even the last guy that they approved for the Supreme Court, the white guy, Kavanaugh. He's been shown to make his own fucking decisions at times. You know what I'm saying? Where they would be like, well, I know he gonna vote for us. We ain't even gotta talk to this motherfucker about this shit and he bucked. And he'd just be like, nah, I'm not going for that. We ain't going for that. That's fucking inhuman and crazy as motherfucker. So just because they're GOP doesn't mean that they're not human. They don't give a fuck or whatever. You gotta do it by person basis. Because just the shit that I've heard Biden say is deplorable. You know what I'm saying? He's a racist motherfucker.
This is a tough election.
You want to bend over or you want to lay on your back?
It's a tough election. Yeah, nah, it's a tough
Which one election. You want?
It's a tough election. I just, you know, homie.
But at the end of the day, Fridge, Trump can't be in there.
I just don't want
to
go
what?
Trump just can't be in there no more.
It's a little too, like, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
there you go. Now we should fight for that, goddamn. We vote for OG Pablo. Goddamn.
We got to find our own people. The only way to beat the system is to infiltrate, is to learn the system, use it against it.
Yeah.
So the only thing we're going to be able to do is find somebody to get in these places.
So we ain't got to have them up there, though. But I'm saying we got Warnock running. I feel like he's a good candidate. I don't see enough people talking about him. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he's somebody that white people and black people can trust. Because he's a pastor. Yeah, they going for it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm telling you some real shit. I learned a lot reading. Man, that shit I read. The powers that be, it's just certain shit they ain't going for. Like, for real. I think
he has a chance to win, though. To be honest with you.
When you start getting up in the high ranking, you start talking about presidencies.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen again with the president. I don't know if they're gonna let that happen.
So again, let me challenge everybody to
go ahead.
I repeat this again. No, I don't want you to go vote because on November 4th it's gonna be like a Christmas.
Yeah.
You wake up and everything gonna change.
Yeah.
I just want everybody still gonna have to take the people that's nearest and dearest to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take that and you got 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, 100 people, that's called a community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my whole focus this year, especially with the shit that don't went on, is making sure my community, do my elders got masks? Do they got groceries? Do they have this?
Yeah,
I'm focusing
real
on my
shit.
Community. I can't focus and stress about that other shit because naturally that's the type of nigga.
Because that's really what's killing us right now. Because you look left or you look right. Most people do not know who the fuck their neighbor is. Especially
no
in black neighborhoods. There's no talking to each other. Y'all ain't looking out for each other, no shit like that. In my cul-de-sac, we gotta keep it solid. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a different type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm vigilant of what the fuck is going on. I might be up at motherfucking 4:30 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Smoking on my porch. I'm from County Road. I'm used to doing things like that. So I'ma look out for your shit. I'm not trying to be nosy or nothing, but do you know that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? That's it, because Holmes, he look like he might be coming towards your yard, but he a little far from your goddamn driveway. He might be casing you. I want to know who that is. You know what I'm saying? Got everybody a number. Shit like that don't happen. I learned that from my mom, though. You see what I'm saying? Because people go out of town. You can watch their crib or whatever. You know what I'm saying? One thing I don't get into is domestic disputes. I still stay the fuck away from you. Beat your woman in front of your house. I don't have anything to do with that. You know what I'm saying? That is on you. I don't know what you're doing it for. I'm gonna stay out of that shit. But safety and stuff and necessities, like the checking on to see if they got masks. But my point is, though, if some shit pop off, you need to know who around you.
Yeah.
You need to know who next to you.
We ain't like this whole can't nobody else say nothing to you.
That's some bullshit.
But I'm just saying, like, we lost the sense of community as it pertains to our neighborhoods, but as it just compares to our community, like, it's dope as fuck to see it's on sixth day or what Gucci right. doing, Bankhead and shit like that. We should be able to do that. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, yeah. we should be able to do it and show them that we can, because they gonna say, oh, you can't do that. That's done, though. No, that can't be done.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first heard it was about to happen, I was like, I really hope.
We don't all praying.
Crazy shit happen.
We all praying.
And it went good. It yeah. went damn good that day.
Biggest, it's blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very like, blessed.
It come
very.
From a good place.
It's a different generation. Let's say the president. Yeah. They set the table though, Kai. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to Goot and Westside. We gotta do something big Westside Day. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like where we at in the city right now, I don't think it's man, it's still cool, but I don't think it's better to have Bankhead Court Day, Born Home Day, Flipper Timber Day, Hollywood Road Day, Bluff Day. I mean, she put all that together to have Westside Day. Mm-hmm. Do you know how big Westside
so
Day
why,
would be?
So I want to know. So why do you think it is that can't happen?
I don't think it can happen. It's going to happen.
Or hasn't happened.
Because hasn't. I don't think all the heads have got together to do that. See, the Westside a little different. We cool, but Westside really don't really just deal with other people like that. You see what I'm saying? But it's going to have to be somebody who is openly social to be able to do that. A lot of niggas from the hood ain't social. You see what I'm saying? It ain't social. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I like what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? With all the people that I deal with, I think it'll be able to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because we know these people to reach out and say, hey, man, let's put this together. Hey, let's figure out a day. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I say, the East Side did it. East Side Day. Everybody was out there. You know what I'm saying? It's an example. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's important, too. You know what I'm saying?
Cause they were really trying to do the separation between Zone 6 and East Side, so they killed all that. That was perfect. But West Side always been more brotherhood between the West Side people than it was with East Side. We used to always be at each other's neck. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just on one strip. You could be like Candler Road. You ain't from that apartment complex. Yeah. Everybody was in. Everybody was there. Was on Sister. That one's key
East
thing.
East Side Day, man. You come from Augusta if you want, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one. We had.
Whatever's on I-20.
Yeah.
We just started. It's the Big East. It's the Big East. That's all it is. It's the Big East. It's just what the niggas call it.
I think it's just solid because what happened is, you know, a lot of. A lot of our lack of progression is lack of communication.
Yeah.
So at Zone 6 Day or East Side Day, you might run into a nigga you don't particularly care for, or you don't have no problem, but you just don't.
But
really
you know it's a no go zone.
Y'all might get to talking and then put a play together. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit is important. I'm always for that. I don't talk a lot to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? One of the coolest things that start happening is when we just start talking. Like, okay, boom, we can talk, we can build. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's
come
for.
Up with positive ideas.
Got
but
to make those
so
connections. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Still,
stiff on each other.
Still.
The city need that right now. I think we need leadership more than anything. Because the times now, it's not the times that it was when we were coming up. You know what I'm saying? We had Big Homie and OGs and this person over this and this, that. Right now, ain't a lot of hoods. So the young niggas here running wild and crazy. You see what I'm saying? And they say it's a lot of, they don't listen to nobody. Nah, they don't listen to you. You might not be the person to identify with them. You might need to identify with them. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody wanna talk about what the young nigga ain't doing is because nigga, they don't identify with you. How you gonna tell a nigga about hustling and getting some money if you ain't getting no money, you ain't hustling? How you gonna tell somebody about some gangster shit if you ain't never been no gangster? How you gonna tell a nigga about some white collar shit if you ain't never did it? Nigga have to identify with you. And I think if all the big homies and all the niggas, the leaders get together and start using our voice to connect more, I think that we can change a lot of things that is going on. So I think that is important for all the niggas to get together. At least start building, just start doing little shit. Start coming together. Unity is everything. You know what I'm saying? Unity is everything. You see what I'm saying?
Conquer.
Everybody got a partner that you don't deal with his partner. But when y'all together, his partner out with y'all, it ain't no problem. Y'all might be laughing, kicking and shit, and not even understand that you're really doing that. But then when you leave, it's like, I ain't dealing with Charlotte no more. You see what I'm saying? But if you do that enough, then it's gonna be like, well, if we cool in the club, then shit, nigga, we could be cool outside the club. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of this shit should be, nigga don't talk. Nigga got problems with niggas, and nigga only tell nigga.
We have to build our own board in the community. Meaning, if you go to corporate America, they have a chain of command, which means a board, like a board meeting. You have to keep board minute meetings if you own a corporation.
So
you have to have that.
So what we don't have in the streets is a clear transfer of power, though. When you don't necessarily know when a motherfucker done fell the fuck off, you know what I'm saying? And that you shouldn't even be listening to this motherfucker anymore. You know what I'm saying? That, and then that plays into pride. A lot of niggas can't take it that they not the person to listen to. So they don't want to line up with him, because they going to listen to him. But, you know, I got to play background of this, that, and the third. That's just how it is. If we got a common goal, and it's all about pulling all of our people out of this fucking hole that we in, then somebody going to have to take lead, and somebody going to have to take the back seat. That's usually be the problem. Everybody want to do their own thing.
You can come in there with all the money.
Right.
But this nigga, the big homie in that prison at that time, get what you going to do. Your motherfucking ass for the play, but you better not go against him.
Right.
Poke your ass up.
Right.
In the streets, it ain't no consequence. Young niggas do what the fuck they want to do.
Right.
The big homie sit back and be like, I ain't going to really say shit, Carl. You know what I'm saying? That was some bullshit he did.
How do we fix that, though? That's the only thing. How do we fix that? That's the only thing.
It's been
unity.
You know what?
Unite.
Going to some of these boys and girls clubs and talking to some of the youngest, most knucklehead. You talk to them, and I kind of ask them, like, bro, so what you want? No, bro. So they don't even know what they want. We ain't even gave them nothing to aspire for. We giving them cars and bullshit and junk to
leadership.
Aspire for.
They have no leadership.
They can go rob and get that, and then you're confused. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we all wanted to aspire for something. We doing it. Even if you're doing some illegal shit, you're trying to feed your family. You're trying to help your community. Some shit like that. But we not even telling them. They don't even know what they want.
Ain't nobody teaching them, because all the people in leadership, they ain't getting taught. That's why I keep saying unity. If all the people that people look up to get together and everybody say, we ain't standing on that shit, you got one or two options. You stand against the real, or you stand with the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't want to stand with the bullshit. This is social media era. Everybody want to be cool and accepted. So if the niggas that the ones who stamping and accepting everything that you think is acceptable, then what you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
You know how they do them pictures, right, where... This might be, you know how they do the pictures where they used to, the magazines and shit, and they bring everybody out to do the pictures of the magazines and all that other shit. Me think it's realistically possible because some shit like that happened in the city, whereas in, you bring the, let's call everybody OGs, but you bring the people of respect together, that the streets respect, just for a photo. Can they coexist in a certain amount of time just to do that? Just to take the photo, just to make it look like we can stand next to each other without...
But when it comes to Atlanta, the people to call to do that wouldn't be a problem of doing that. They don't have no problem. Ain't no problems. You see what I'm saying? It's just getting them people to the table to come up with one accord to unite. To say, listen, man, we standing together. You see what I'm saying? We standing together.
So
nobody has any problem with anybody in the city right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like somebody, and I don't even know all of them. I just know somebody got some problems with somebody.
Right.
When it comes to the streets.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
When it comes to the streets. Rapping and followers on social media and YouTube is different from the streets. Mm-hmm. These same niggas who get all these chains and all these popping on social media can't go in the hood without calling that nigga over there and say, hey, Scream, I'm on the way to Boulevard. Where you at? You see what I'm saying? Can't nobody make it happen? Me and Nephew talk about shit like this all the time.
That shit go a long way, because it's crazy. When I was touring the most, they would say, man, we love Atlanta, because even just on some music shit, there's no way that they would look at the video. I think it was Damn, and you see Youngbloods.
Lil Jon, this person, that person, that person, that person. Yeah. Everybody from outside this bitch is thinking it's all good down there, man.
Right.
Coming, popping, the parties popping, them niggas be in videos together. Right. And a lot of the city, they say that shit can't happen. I can't even have homie in my video because he be, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's the type of shit that just sets the precedent. And I think that it kind of teach the younger people something too, because we gotta deliver the message to them that it's gonna be situations. Shit is kind of what it is. Again, I don't want everybody to hold hands and walk down the street.
Right.
But you gotta kind of know when to pick and choose your battles. And like I was saying to him, like off the record, like you gotta know when to not fuck up the money. This music shit in Atlanta is our cash crop. That is our cash crop. There is nothing more profitable in finances. Damn near everything else we talking about. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is our cash crop. So if we lose this, if we think it's bad now, it's
gonna be looking
worse.
Crazy as a motherfucker.
If Atlanta go off the charts, it's gonna get bad. Like it's a blessing we've been on the charts 20 plus.
But
you see what I'm saying?
But I feel if we do shit like what you talking about and focus the energy that we have now, unity helps the music. Unity helps the whole industry, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, beef don't sell shit. You know what I'm saying? All they do is just get people some likes and some goddamn views on Instagram. That's it.
Nah, that's it. You think it's cool though.
You got to start with unity.
Clout era.
The reason I say that, because that's the only thing that doesn't take nothing but a small amount of effort. If you want a nigga to stop doing this, you're going to have to figure out a way to get him some money. If you want a nigga to do this, you gotta figure out a way for him to do that when he can do what he won't do at the same time. If not, niggas gonna choose what they won't do anyway.
But like, they gotta understand it's a role. You got niggas that wanna be the boss, but don't know what it take to be the boss. See, a lot of
but
niggas
they,
think being
they,
the boss is easy.
They not a boss then. Once you get down and you settle, let's just say how the G-Code was. G-Code wasn't necessarily rules. But it was just like, nigga, you don't do this, you can't do this, you was outcast from the streets. Mm-hmm. That's not no more because all depending on who you are and who you're around, what you accept. You see what I'm saying?
But if all us
together, I know a nigga who had money, nigga don't be feeding nobody, nigga doing what he do. All us in the hood. Get what all us gonna get together and say, hey, Screen, Nail Pie, hey, Black, hey, tonight, boy, we even gonna take them nigga ass off. And we even tell them nigga they ain't coming back over here no more. Mm. Or they gonna have to beef with everybody. Niffy and his crew, all y'all crew. I'm not trying to get into it all these niggas. You know what? I'm gonna say backstage, or I'm gonna just let me just say, okay, cool, I ain't gonna do this. If you see all these boss, all these niggas who really making shit shake in the city, in the streets, with the young niggas, with the nigga, when you get down, get your shit done, door locked. The niggas you call, hey, but I need that chain back. These niggas. That's what I'm talking about. When you get these niggas together, and we just like, and everybody get together and we say, this ain't we going for, this ain't we going for, we don't get who it is. This, because this way we're going to be able to run the city. This way we're going to be able to do this. But to be able to do that, it run deeper because you have to have outlets for these things to be able to happen. So you got it. So you have to be able to have your connects with downtown. You got to be able to have police and police, the sergeants on phone calls. You have to have the DAs and the lawyers and the judges. Like, it's a big thing. You can't have one without the other. You can't have the streets without having the justice system.
It's kind of like the mob. You look, I tell people
you
all
have
the time,
to.
If you think all the mafia people like love each other, they probably hate. They hated each other. They did.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They
gotta
go to secure their business.
Put this shit to the side.
Because the money more important. Yeah.
We be. But a lot of black people can't do that. The egos and pride get in the way. A motherfucker can't say, hey, damn, bro, I know you said that bullshit about me, but let's just do that business, man. Go, you go your way.
That's when the A1s, you know what I'm saying, the alphas have to lead. You understand what I'm saying?
But you got motherfuckers still sneaking, though. I don't see all this bullshit. You got niggas that...
Unity and tightening up and being on the same page and all that bullshit.
Behind your back. Without you even knowing, then how you think that looked to the other people?
Right.
When he done this bullshit, and they like, man, that's your man.
That's when certain shit got to get upheld, though.
If you got a table of five, six niggas, and one nigga did that, then you got to go against five niggas. You better be a bad motherfucker then. You better be a bad motherfucker then. We gonna out you. Screen gonna send some niggas at your ass Monday. Black finna send some niggas at your Tuesday. Nephew gonna sweep up Tuesday night. Pile coming Wednesday morning. Pie coming Wednesday afternoon. You can't. Niggas can't, bro. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, you know why? Because like you say, them consequences. Now you get in the streets. Consequences. We have to come up with some type of resume or some type of resume for us to be like, we ain't doing it. We ain't doing this. You ain't gonna be able to stop anything. You ain't gonna stop a nigga for killing. But if we get together, just for instance, if we be together and get like, hey y'all, all that goddamn shooting out shit, riding by, spent by you spinning the block and shit, that shit over with. Cause if your ass hit somebody and it ain't your man, all of us gonna be on your shit. Now you can call the police, feds, whatever you want to. We gonna be on your shit, bitch. That we gonna be on. We don't give a fuck who he is. And if you one of the niggas who trying to protect whoever this is, we on your shit too.
Eat your ass
too. We ain't doing that. That's now guess what you do?
That's community though.
So now guess what you do now? Now you cutting niggas from all this spin the block shit. If you gonna get your man. Go up on and run up on and get your man. Now what you doing, you separating the niggas who really gangster who ain't about that shit. So now you gonna shut the fuck up or you gonna be this. Now we bring some kind of justice to the street. That don't take for us to get together every day. It's just coming up with all the nigga coming up with something just saying, this not what we stand for. If this happened, this is what we doing. You see what I'm saying? Then when we get together, we can take this shit straight to the police. Hey, like, hey, this is what we doing
now,
police.
You know damn well, in the city of Atlanta, let's go back to really, we on Coffee and Kush, right? We got DJ Screen. We got DJ Black Bill Gates, and we got three street niggas, and one of them has to be a platinum fucking recording artist. Okay? So it's a lot of influence right here. So this is what we gonna say. Street to street, cause we've been in the penitentiary. So we got penitentiary and we got people that's regular civilians in penitentiary. But street ain't just that, right?
Facts.
Don't matter if you've been in the pen, they'll make you a gangster, right?
No, hell no.
Okay, cool. That's my whole point. We don't have to sit all in the same room and have an organized meeting. That's organized crime. We not doing that. What we saying is the people who have respect and influential power in those communities, hey, let's go on out to Vegas and instead of going out there and go fuck off because such and such Gucci got a show out there. If Gucci got a show, let's go on and go to the show and let's be behind the scenes while he up there performing. We just having our little meeting and then we can go on back. You understand?
Yeah.
We have to have our meetings, and that separates all the bullshit. If your big homie ain't got no money, cool. You got to pay for that trip, though, because he need to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's holding yourself accountable.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you got some money, because we know the niggas that's really big homies ain't got no money.
Yeah. Nigga, flight don't cost that round trip $500.
We know that. So, but the people that be don't understand, y'all run when it comes to judicial with police. You have another side with these young niggas out here spraying shit. They only gonna listen to people who they either seen on Instagram during their lifetime that they seen do it for a fact, or somebody who they seen with that nigga on Instagram that did it for a fact. Yeah. Kids are visual. These people we're talking about, they're visual. They got phones, they got computers. They're gonna research it. Who you say you is? Now it's easier to get your ass killed in penitentiary because nigga got cell phones. Yeah. Nigga go right on Google. Hey, what his name is? Hey, click images. Oh, damn, that's it. Oh, run this NICRS number. Oh, damn. Hey, where his paperwork at? Come on, Pi, let's talk that one. Hey, man, you got Rule 35? You got 5K1 down with departure? Where your transcripts?
When you get there, you got 3 days, Brandon.
Where your judgment commitment you order, nigga? Like, come on. Yeah. You got to produce it. Listen, no, Pi. When you hit the yard, you have 30 days. By policy, you can be you, but they have to give you 30 days because your first 3 days, nigga, you barely gonna be out of intake. You still going to the infirmary getting shots, right. So they can't do you that one. But the 30th day and you ain't got it, the nigga who over your car is gonna say, hey, if he know your people from the street, he gonna be like, hey, young dog, gonna get up out of here. That's a pass. Nigga don't know you at all, and if that motherfucking day hit, you gonna go up out of there two ways. You buck. You getting stabbed going up top. If they feel like, damn, Shawty just ain't got his shit, we don't know, they just gonna check you in. You get your shit, they gonna check you back out and clean your name. That's how the streets go. Nigga run a nigga name before you get to fucking with niggas and don't know their background, find out who you fucking with first. And then, when it come to music, before you go sign yourself to somebody, find out, does they boss man know about publishing? so y'all money come back. Don't go get no nigga who say he a tastemaker in the city some money if you don't know for a fact he can't get certain people on the phone. Because I know for a fact I can get certain people on the phone. I know certain people can't. So it's a bridge, and we have to bridge the motherfucker.
Yeah, fact.
I don't care about giving resources away. I give them away all day because that's what keeps the city going. That's what makes the city go around when I don't make no money from off of Scream. His shit don't benefit me, but I can tell Scream certain shit about certain shit.
This shit real nigga shit, Neil. Everybody ain't no real nigga either.
True.
And see, there's another thing that I'm starting to really understand, and they were hard for me to get over. Looking at everything as real. And that shit has hindered me in my career. Hey, fuck, that shit ain't real.
I got a bad problem of thinking everybody should do what I do.
But they say not, though. And when as soon as niggas who's call themselves real or say they this type of nigga, soon as people can understand that, it makes it easier to be able to cope and deal with niggas. And I'm saying that from personal experience. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas ain't gonna think like you think. Niggas ain't gonna feel how you feel. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be able to create a universal way for people to be able to understand something. That's why music's so big. Because it's universal. That's why you can go to Germany and only thing they playing is American music, but they can't speak no American words. But they can sing all the motherfucking American songs. You see what I'm saying? And I just think that universal-wise, just coming up with a chest, just for Atlanta, just coming up with, bro, we ain't going for this. We ain't going for this. We ain't going for this. We ain't doing that. Everything else, do what
you
do.
Now you know what come with that. We gonna keep it 100. We gonna keep it 1,000 at everybody at the table. Somebody gonna always buck the system. There you go, Pi. I'm glad we got a big homie in the room.
Yeah.
It's probably the most elder in the room right now to say that and clarify that, because I don't want to be the one to say, oh, nephew on the bullshit. No.
It ain't no other way.
All right, so look, so we done pretty much got on the same page saying that an agenda needs to be put together, and black people need to put their own agenda together, and it needs to be everybody concerns and shit like that need to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we done covered a lot of ground, because I ain't even think we was gonna get this far with this shit, but. You done answered a lot of my questions on how we can get this shit together and make it better and make our demands known and get things done, because that's the only way to communicate with each other and know, hey, what's going on in y'all hood? What y'all need fixed? This, that, and the third. That way, because there's only so many people that they have that control that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's only so many districts. You know what I mean? Like with John Lewis and all them people that control those districts and whatnot. You need to know who it is. You need to be able to touch that person.
Communication is key.
And it's only been so many black people that's been voted. That's the shit that blows my fucking mind. Like the people who are over, you know, Clayton County and all that shit. Like, these people be white. You know how the fuck did that even fucking happen? You know what I'm saying?
You got that, like, you got Clayton County, County we know, but then you got...
Then you got the other Clayton County.
You got the rest, that's what I'm saying.
But when
Georgia,
I really...
Like, we know what Atlanta is, but Georgia's some different shit.
But
Georgia,
you know...
There you go,
you know what but I'm you know what type...
Georgia's Atlanta some Atlanta different is. Shit.
But yes, of course, I know that. Shit. But you also know what type of nigga I am. You know I done researched how many people actually live in Clayton County. We're going to wrap up. But how many people live in Clayton County and... Shit, most of the people that live in Clayton County is black. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I done did the damn... Where the charge at?
You know
I don't know.
I'm trying to do that. I'm saying it's dying.
It's HR right now.
You gonna loop.
It boiled down to education, too. That we got a lot of people that's uneducated over a lot of different things from the judicial system to motherfuckers voting to your rights. It's a constitutional right.
Motherfuckers don't know. Education is the key, man, to everything that we're trying to do, just being educated. Talk of what you can do, what you can do, what you rule, what's the laws, what ain't the
laws, exactly.
You know, how to use them.
Facts.
Because white people have class, they teach their kids out the most. This is just an easy time.
Thank God for Scream. I'm telling you, man. Thank God for Scream. That would have been ugly.
Man, look, man.
So by the time they turn 20, 25, they know how to... Bro, finesse the whole system. I'm finna get this business. I'm finna goddamn get along with this business. I'm finna goddamn buy all this shit. Then I'm finna goddamn crash the business. And I'm finna goddamn file bankruptcy, close that out, open up another business. Now I got all this equipment. I'm finna get another loan, but I ain't gotta use a loan because I already got all the equipment for the other. Like, they get taught this shit.
And that's what I'm
we
saying.
Have to
we
be
don't
educated.
So much
we
money just yeah. not knowing. Yeah. Not even fucking the money up. Just not, I ain't know. Yeah. You know what
but
I mean?
But imagine if you had different people from different sectors of the city that did that type of shit get all on the same page. You see what I'm saying? That's what they, that's what I'm talking about. The stuff, the benefit of what they talking about, the unification. That's the benefit of it. Being on the same page just gets you so much further.
I think that people individually is doing it. There's a lot of dope people in the city doing
that. That's one
of
our problems of the people. We like to get off into our own and do our own. Yeah, and we would get a lot further if we would combine resources.
But it's like a train. Everybody can't make the trip. Nigga, yeah. You know how many times I don't sit with people?
Yeah.
I'm talking about no bullshit. I don't sit with dudes. I'm like, look, Charlie, what you doing is going to get you this.
Right.
And get what they do. Everything I told them, hey, bro, you gonna fuck around. They get fucked up, then they want to call me, bro, it ain't no bro now.
Yeah, it ain't none of that now.
I'm trying to explain to you. You tell niggas, hey, man, look, get your credit straight, go do this. They'll go a whole nother route.
Right.
Some people don't want to listen. Some people going to learn.
But the ones that do want to get on
the side. Though, you almost got to tell niggas the other way.
Right. Yeah.
You got to almost sound like, bro, go fuck it up. Go fuck your money up, bro.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't finna fuck my money up, bro. I'm going to save my shit.
I'm going to save my shit.
It's weird, bro. It's really weird, I'm telling you, bro.
We got to do this. This is what I do. Same thing your mama, your grandma, and your granddaddy used to do. You have to allow people the space to fuck up and come back.
Oh, yeah, make a soft.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When people feel like they told me don't do this, but I did, but I come back, they say, I told you I don't do this. Now, listen, you need to do this and this
be
and
real
this.
Parlay.
Like Pache saying,
yeah.
Go get your credit, do this, don't do this. Mm-hmm. He go out there and do this. Mm-hmm. When he come back, man, I told your ass. Because
so
sometimes when that train pull off.
Let me give you, my bad to cut you off, but let me give you a real good example.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you get a hit record.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm. Boom, here come your money. All right, you might not get another hit record, bro. So you need to be calling the niggas that know about this industry to know what to do with that little 100. You ain't get but 100, boy. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, Screen, you have to leave room for somebody to bump their motherfucking head.
I think that works.
You tell them.
I think that works everywhere except for... Bro, you might get one hit. You blessed. You had plenty of hits. You know what I'm saying? You got a brand. You got a legacy.
But you know
why
though?
You might have that one hit, and you need the Lil Nas X that shit, boy.
But everybody is in control of their own destiny. If I got five niggas who done this shit before, telling me you need to do this. Lay, you need to do this, and I just choose not to listen to it.
Then it's on you.
Yeah, I got you. Let me bump my head and be like, "Damn, you told me don't do that."
Yeah.
Shit. So now, guess what? Next time they in that situation, and he say this,
I'm like, on next
guess
time,
what?
Though.
That's what you have to have in life.
You might not get a second chance. Yeah.
You might not get a second chance in life. You tell this young nigga, right. "Hey, Shouter, that spinning block shit ain't cool. Don't do this, and they go do that shit and whack a nigga night here in jail. It's no difference. This shit ain't." It ain't no difference.
But think about this, how many niggas you don't see get a hit and they be on top of the world. They fall off with this music shit. Them niggas lose their fucking mind, bro.
They be discouraged.
They be doing so much shit on IG. You be like, that's some weird ass shit.
That's one of the things that me and your wife was talking about. We need to show them the range of things that can be done, that you can do. So a motherfucker don't feel like, you know, if I ain't getting booked in the club, then I'm just gonna motherfucking tool up and goddamn, you nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's plenty of other shit you can damn do, doggy.
Yeah.
You need to calm the fuck down.
That shit come with, you know what I'm saying? Like,
breathe,
a lot of artists, not every artist, but a lot of artists, it come with, I always say this on Big Facts, like, people are in love with the end result.
Right.
So they can see us put a picture up.
Right.
Good, have our shit, whatever the case is.
Right.
And me, I'm gonna ask you, bro, how you get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not just gonna be in love with the end result. Like, how you get to that point?
Yeah.
Well, I had to do this, and this to get here. This generation, they just looking at the end result. Oh, hell,
this
yeah,
the cliff. This the cliff note.
Week.
This the
you
cliff note
saying?
Generation right here. Cliff note.
I always got another look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Nephi said, they visual learners. We only give them the end result.
We only give, yeah, you should. That's what I'm saying. We should.
You see
give
what I'm
them
saying?
The process.
We start. If you start getting people processed, you might start getting more people inspired. Like, damn, he was hard, man. Maybe I can do it. It's like watching. Last Chance U. Mm. Yeah, I never seen none of that before. You seen it before?
Episodes, yeah.
To see these kids going through what they're going through, just to try to make it to a regular university.
Mm-hmm.
it's inspiring for kids who might not be that blessed to do that. At least you get a chance to see it.
They might not even know they had that chance.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you might show the person, hey man, this is how I started the record. I went to sleep, I woke up, this, then now I can shoot. Shit, I don't know if I want to be no DJ.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Or right. Now I know what it takes to be a DJ.
But you know what? This generation, they'll take it and make it look good. They can't even DJ. They can't do.
Can't DJ
worth
shit.
Skip the whole day. Like it look good. I got a stack of money here. I got my turntables. And I don't know.
But you know what that leads to though?
That be a clout shit.
That leads to a lot of people that's been winning still winning because they still willing to do the long way. You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
And that's why they be like, well, man, this motherfucker won't get out of the way. Nigga, you in your own way. The only reason he can make money is because you keep doing it. You keep faking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you did it the right way, then.
To the DJs, we have two artists in the room.
Right.
And we have two DJs in the room. So that's a whole nother meeting we got to have on that because watch this. It goes to the influence. Everybody in these country towns and other cities,
right.
They look at what DJ Scream playing. They look, Black Bill Gates, ho. Like, y'all niggas was the shit for as mixtapes. Y'all don't even do mixtapes no more. Y'all gotta go back to the culture and the love.
Let me tell you why, though. Nobody's doing mixtape no more. We're doing playlists. Yeah, so we ain't,
but
yeah,
see,
we
this is the thing I teach them now. Artists.
I've been teaching this since January. He know that.
There's no shortcut to this shit.
No.
Everybody want to come to me. How much can I pay you to show me the shortcut to make me like you made him? No, it don't work like that.
It ain't what it was.
We sat down pretty much. Fucked up together trying to scratch our head and figured out our way.
Exactly.
Our way is not going to be, Soulja Boy way is going to be different than a T.I. way, than a this way, than a.
Nigga, we was on the phone every week. I was like, that shit didn't work, Scream. So what we going to do now?
Exactly.
We like some damn food doing that. What we going to do now?
That's just how it is, man. Yeah. So, the music shit is different. I just say that. Take that cash crop and that golden opportunity. We don't see so many people right here in the city of Atlanta get a hit record. Now, a hit record is a record that everybody loves, dances to, plays, whatever the fuck it is. It's also a blessing.
It is.
Because there's people I know 20 plus ain't came nowhere near a portion of a hit
record. I say it's leverage. It's leverage. Exactly. But it is. But when you got it, it's leverage. So don't fuck it up. You know, so you could leverage a lot of shit.
You said something key. So when you get it, get your endorsement deals.
Immediately.
Make sure your law shit together. Make sure you're publishing. Get you a crib. Get you a few different cribs, the cheap ones. You know what I'm saying? Get this, get that, get this. Press the jeweler. I'm not buying that shit. Let me hold it. Take some pictures. I'm bringing some business. You see what I'm saying? Hustle.
But then you're not a real nigga. Nigga find that you did that. Man.
So let me tell you.
No, you're a real businessman.
We're going to expose them right now. That's what's going on.
You're real to me.
I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
I know a lot of nigga wearing fake jewelry. A lot of this shit gonna
come.
Talk to
the biggest rappers.
These niggas is more than like the Dev been doing it for 20 plus.
Yeah.
Partner. Hey, and the only way you can test more than night is with a more than night tester, man.
I do not go to foreigners to get these time on. I go to the black man, Mr. Floyd. If you in, hey, shout out Block 125, shout out, I know every three times. We use the black man. Hey, Mr. Floyd told us, hey, son, hey, OG, feel this right here. Yeah, that thing heavy. You feel me? We ain't going to play when it come to Mr. Floyd. So stop going to Lucky and Fez. I don't give a damn. They don't make mine. They can't switch my diamonds out. Yeah, because I ain't gonna take my chain over there so you can take my diamonds out while you're cleaning it off. Yeah, let's take the panties off this shit.
Cough in motherfucking Kush, nigga. Let me hit that shit, Nesbitt. Cough in Kush. Let me hit that shit.
This is why Coffee and Kush needed weed. I'm telling you. Shouts out to WNLR and my boy Wish the Great. Listen, but what? God damn, you know,
just plan. Just have a plan. Everybody start planning. Just plan a little bit.
Plan
a little bit. Plan. I ain't saying it ain't gonna go as.
It helps a lot though, cause not to just jump out there, but kind of put your dream together, cause it is your dream. And I had to learn that with my side businesses. I jumped out there. I'm just gonna start doing this shit. That's why it took me 3 years to learn how to do it right. When I could have just took that whole first year and just sat my head. They don't even tell nobody what I'm finna do. Just put it together. You know what I'm saying? Because once you tell somebody, you're putting that pressure on yourself. You're putting the pressure on yourself. Now you got a speedball. You know what I'm saying? Doing all the shit wrong. You're spending more money. Got them doing it right the second time if you would have did it the right the first time. Now, old head told it to me. He was like, it's like carrying a big ass stack of papers. Now, you could run and half that shit is going to be over the floor. You're going to be picking up that. You'll get the most of it on over there. But you're going to have to come back and pick up all that shit. Now, if you walk slow, you get it all there one goddamn time. Less work. Just slow the fuck down. That's the way it was related to me. Do that with your business. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, like, the same way you go hard with the music.
Slow down.
Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah. You know how deep you going, though. You know what I mean?
We're talking about something else now. Subject switch fast here, coughing and cuss.
That is
you
funny.
You know we got ADD riders, bitch.
Like a motherfucker.
I'll tell y'all something for real, though. Me and Bosley bipolar, especially when we together. Some shit activate like Dumb and Dumber, like Step Brother. Some shit activate, and I don't know. We'll go left.
So this is what we had, and I want to talk about that before we go. OG talk. This is what we can expect from y'all show, like on a weekly basis. It's gonna be an every week show.
Yeah.
And y'all starting next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it's gonna. What y'all pushing out to all the platforms? Is like normal.
I don't know. Talk to my management.
Okay. We'll get the details and whatnot. So the new podcast, OG Pie, OG Parlay, OG Talk. You know what I'm saying? They don't need nobody else to help co-host the shit. Don't try to fill out no applications or none of that shit. They ain't taking
now
nobody
we need
else.
Need a female.
Need a female.
She need to be.
Oh, y'all.
She need to be kind of fine.
Who y'all gonna get?
We need to be fine.
Oh, auntie.
She need to have some.
Listen,
nice
man.
Breasts. I like regular. I like real breasts. It's a nice fat.
Auntie
ass.
Got real.
Yeah.
Auntie got real.
Right,
that man tripped. You're off track. You're unfocused. You're unfocused.
You gotta do it. You gotta do what works.
But speaking of auntie,
my girl gonna work for me.
I told you he's bipolar.
I'm telling you, you gotta keep him on track. You gotta have a teleprompter or some shit.
Fine girl might be talking about that bullshit.
Hey, we doing it. We doing it right here. Coffee and Kush. Good game, auntie.
Yeah.
Reach out to your boy. Know what I'm saying? Reach out to OG Pie. Reach out to Parlay. Know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can get them put something together that way.
She really be speaking that shit. And I want to say something that touched me during this pandemic. I did not know that she had lost her son, and I did not know he was that talented. Bro, I was crying listening to that man saying, "Give me you. Everything else can wait." Like Holmes. Blowing. I had to put it up on my page because I was like, this shit just touched me. You know what I'm saying? But from there, I went to her page and just realized, and I've always known her. You know what I'm saying? In passing, she always done spoke to me, been cool, never been on no crazy shit or nothing like that. Real cool person. She got some shit to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, she really. But when she told me, when she was like, give to the nigga. You know what I'm saying? When she was talking about that shit, when you see a nigga goddamn getting off of it, give to the nigga. That would be wrong with these young niggas. Y'all be trying to goddamn hold back on him when you see the nigga doing something. You know what I'm saying? Give to him. He don't bring it back. He done fucked it up for a goddamn. So you know what I'm saying? But you got a little motherfucker spread his wings out this motherfucker. I get what she's saying, so I really fuck with what she talking about. Hey man, we're gonna have on. I gotta get on Coffin Kush soon. You know what I'm saying? But everybody plug your shit. Screen, big facts.
Yeah, big facts. BigFactsPod.com. Shout out to my partner Bank, man. You know what I'm saying? We celebrating episode 50 real soon, so that's a blessing.
I mean, we were talking
about celebrating
podcasts.
OG Talk 50 sooner than later, and we just trying to bring this real ATL media to the forefront so we can tell these stories. There's a lot of stories, a lot
this
of
this is one of the best shows I done had. I appreciate it.
You
definitely.
Know what I'm saying? So that's what we all gonna do, man. And salute to Black Bill Gates, nephew, of
thank
course.
You. Nephew, man, you know tell them what you got going on, baby, and where they can reach you at, where they can get in cut, because you got your show too. Knowledge with Nephew.
Oh yeah, you can reach me on Instagram at NEPHY3X. My podcast is Knowledge with Nephew. I'm kind of informing people how to formate businesses, how you go establish business credit, how you get discrepancies off your personal and business credit if you don't have nobody up and done.
He really should charge for his show, but
I could charge an arm and a leg, but
we talked about that.
I catch my money back on the publishing. I'm gonna give my shit away for free. I'm gonna fuck the game up for all them people that's consultants and PRs. I got something for y'all ass.
We ain't gonna talk about that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because why? I actually own 11 corporations, 2 LLCs, and a 501c3.
The man
and
is
I'm on irrevocable business trust and some motion. So when you come, make sure you know what you're talking about. Cause I'm the dumbest nigga in the room. I'm the one that went to the penitentiary all them time. But while I was in there, I was talking to God and reading some other people. I ain't get a chance to read.
Right.
So that's me. So when y'all get a chance, I ain't big yet. But when I blow up, it started right here with y'all.
Pi, tell them where to get in contact with you, baby.
Man, OG Pi, man. You can reach all my social media the same. OG_PI. I got my OnlyFans coming soon.
Lord have mercy.
I'm working on that.
Lord have mercy.
Of course, the goddamn, OG talk. But you know me, I'm just out here, man. I'm just, I ain't trying to make my way. I don't made it, so. But I want to need y'all to tap into this OnlyFans when I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on that.
Oh, my
stuff.
God.
I'm not.
I'm out of here for somebody else. I ain't tapping. I don't know what the fuck you going to Parlay, man. Let them know. Talk to the people, man.
Follow me on IG. I am Parlay. IamParlae. No, I'm not the nigga that Desi be talking about. You know what I'm saying? I am the real Parlay. The only Parlay.
Man, how you felt about it?
I thought he was talking about you.
Hold on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Nah, I mean, I ain't tripping, man. He doing comedy sketches, bro. I ain't no hang that nigga, dog. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. That shit don't affect me and make me look bad in no type of way. So do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott. Oh yeah. I got some work going on. Like OG Talk the podcast. Follow that page. OG Talk, THE podcast. You know what I'm saying? We got that coming. Everything I touch, I tear apart. I think I'm the most underrated rapper in Atlanta. Period. I really do feel like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm shooting the Bankhead Pool Palace documentary. I'm shooting Franchise Boys Untold Story. Yes, I got a web series about to drop called Lurking, featuring Keyson Moore and Teresa Top Notch on Instagram. She on Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? Man, a lot of shit working. Yeah, and I got a clothing line from the drop called Residue.
Have y'all been supporting Atlanta Avenue?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all heard about that? Atlanta Avenue is a local Atlanta show.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, boy, Drizzle Dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Ice cream.
Shout out, boy, Barbara T. Shout out to Slick, you know what I'm saying, for the zones. It's a lot of niggas doing big shit in the city.
Yeah,
shout out to
the
city.
Yeah, some shit going on, y'all. We going to support it. We going to start right here and support and see if everybody else will start supporting. We'll see if we can influence some people support
else. I just want to say one more. Parlay, eat that motherfucking beat, man. Eat that motherfucker. Eat that bitch alive. Check us out, coffee.
Whoa, where I am.
CoffeeandKush.com, man. Check us out. We're doing, and the playlist on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Audio Mac, all that. Check us out. We out, man.
Like, you gave me an idea. I'm about to take all the old clothes out now.
Yeah, all the good shit.
What guy?